So let's move. So why is Big Fatty a whore? I'm sorry. Why is Big Fatty a whore?
Yes. I'm glad that you waited at least 12 minutes because you don't want to give away the whole Big Fatty whore thing too early.
That's right. You know, milking it. We can keep going. And so that way he'll have to listen to the entire show. So let's just move on to the next item and then we'll come back to why Big Fatty is a whore. This is what they call foreshadowing, I think, in the business.
Do you want to go back to the t-shirts or do you want to go back to something new?
I think we should go forward.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is what they call foreshadowing.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1020 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 27th of December, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm doing something I've never done before. The Hat Arena is taking a bath and I'm doing a little show. Big Fatty! Hello, Seacrees! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Well, y'all, I'm recording. I'm recording in secret today. Because, y'all, I don't know when I'm going to get the two, I say Tuesday, or the Wednesday, the Hump Day show recorded, but y'all, the Hat Arena said, I think I'm going to take me a bath. And so I thought, well, Big Fatty, head on downstairs and try to record a little show. And y'all, so that's what I'm doing. So I've got one earbud in one ear, and I've got the other earbud listening for footsteps. Ooh, y'all, that is Crema Tree Cookies. Y'all, I gotta tell you, y'all, it's been a while since I've spoken to you directly. Y'all, it's the first little show after Crema that I've can report to you on. Y'all. I know you've missed that. Anyway, let's see. What do I want to tell you? What day of that? What day of the week was that? Berg Hunter, what day was it? Was it Thursday or Friday? Y'all, I don't remember. But y'all, one day, either Thursday or Friday of last week, I had lunch with Peter, you know, the Apollonius, and y'all, we went to a Mexican restaurant, and y'all, I had arrived in the general area. Manny, please, we are still trying to, yes, oh dear, God, see, Peter, we met for lunch, but y'all, I arrived in the area a little early, and y'all, and by the way, I'm gonna try to keep Poodle McNoodle a little subdued today. Freddy, it's a losing, no, it will not happen, but I arrived in the general area where we were going to eat. Oh, dear Gussie, the telephonic device is ringing here in the house. Can you hear that? Oh, dear Gussie, I'm not going to answer it, y'all. I hope my mother took the telephonic device with her to the toilet, but I don't know if she did or not. I'm sure she'll be screaming at me, answer that phone! Answer that phone! So, anyway, mechanical will pick it up. But, so I arrived a little bit early because Apollonius was getting off a little early from the coal mine. And so, y'all, I was doing a little shopping. And, you know, I found a few last-minute giftettes for my nieces. And I was real pleased with them. I hadn't been totally pleased with what I'd gotten them. So these last two little things really were just perfect. And so I was shopping through this one little store, and y'all, they had all kinds of really neat Crema stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, Big Fatty, you're going to have to come up here the day after Crema when everything is 50% off. Because y'all, you know, Big Fatty. Big Fatty does a coupon. You know, I do not play. I do. Big Fatty, you don't play or pay full price. But anyway, so y'all, I was walking around. I was walking around, and some of those of you who are on the Twitty may have seen this picture that I took on the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, it was of a little bitty. It was probably, oh, I don't know, maybe 2 inches tall and an inch and a half wide. Y'all, it was a little yellow box of Cheerios, and it had a little Santa hat on it. And y'all, I thought it was just lovely. But y'all, it was $6.50, and I'm like, no, no, as cute as that is and appropriate, no, I will not pay $6.50 for a crema ornament of a box of Cheerios. But y'all, I went up there on Monday, the day after Crema, and y'all, the store was jam packed. Y'all, it was the most crowded place I've been to on the day after Crema sales. And y'all, it was still there, and I just thought to myself, I'm gonna wait another day. I'm gonna let all these crazy people get out of here. And you know, because y'all, if they pick over the box of Cheerios, and it was not meant for Big Fatty to have it, but y'all, I can't imagine anybody wanting a box of Cheerios hanging on their crema tree. Big Fatty, we all would like that. We throw them up every morning. Why not have something that reminds us of you? So let's see. So I had lunch with Apollonius, and y'all, I had a chimichanga, which y'all sounds vulgar. Just the word chimichanga sounds vulgar. But y'all, and we had, of course, it came with the complimentary tortilla chips, and then Peter Apollonius ordered some sort of cheese dip. It had, I don't know what all was in it. It was some sort of peppers in there, but it was not peppers. It was other kind of pepper. Bah! Freddie, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. And y'all, we had the margaritas, and y'all, I had the first sip of margarita, and it was like. And y'all, but y'all, I sucked that thing down, and then Apollonius, he was nursing his, y'all, and anyway, Big Fatty wasn't nursing his. I got, Big Fatty, would you put a nipple on it or something? And so I just ordered another one, and Peter G, he had some sort of I don't know, it looked like I think it was like bait. It was kind of Mexican sushi or something like that, you know, which, you know, I don't know if he was going fishing later or not. Y'all, he was heading up to, where was the car lot? Car lot. He and his other half were heading up to the car lot to go to his hats for Crema. And y'all, it was just lovely. We were able to set aside a little time to get together. I'm just terribly disappointed that I missed out on seeing the terminally single Tim and the baby's arm on this visit. But y'all, there will be other times. There will be other times. So anyway, y'all, then on Saturday, what we do, Saturday was Crema Eve. And we just kind of piddled around, and y'all, I'm telling you, when I come to the hats, it is like welcome to Napville, because everybody takes naps constantly. But y'all, the only bad thing is the TV is on constantly also. And you know, my father, the hat is a little hard of hearing, which makes it, probably would make it a little bit easier to record a little show. But anyway, he's off doing something. I don't know what he's doing. But we piddled. What did we do on Crema Eve? We went to the Von's East. We went to the Von's East. My mother needed a few last minute things, and I needed to pick up the final ingredients to make my bacon wrapped smokies, which I was gonna make on Crema Night. and just did a little shop. Oh, I know what I did. On Crema Eve, I went up to the Kohl's. Now, I know the Danbury's, they love to go to the Kohl's. And, y'all, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I purchased me a big 9-foot round brown, not blank, rug to go with the new furniture at the Fat Cave. And, y'all, I purchased it when it was on sale, and I had a 30% coupon. And, y'all, I got $60 in what they call the Kohl's cash. And it was burning a hole in my pocket, but I couldn't use it until the day after Crema. And y'all, I kind of went up there, and I was kind of scoping out what they had, and you know, so I'd know what to look for and where it was and everything on the day after Crema when it was time to go up there and just, you know, throw some elbows. Oh dear God, see, that's what it's all about on the 26th. But so I did that, and y'all, I went to get the hat a birthday card, forgot all about that. But anyway, didn't remember it until I got home and didn't have the birthday card. But the hats, they always go to church for the Crema Eve service. And although that is not my thing, it gives them pleasure. So I was happy to be their driver and be the good son and do that. And y'all, I went last year, and this is the church that I grew up in as a child, and it was a big church back then. Y'all, it ain't so big now. And they have a young pastor now, and all, and you know, he's not exactly, it's not exactly the Baptist church that I grew up. It's nothing like the Baptist church I grew up in. But anyway, the nice thing is that their Crema Eve service is at 5 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, it only lasts 45 minutes. So it probably takes just as long to drive down and drive back as the service. We did that, and this church has got a lot of little children in it, little urchins, and y'all, they reenact the Crema story, and they all wearing their little shepherd robes and angel wings, they have the baby Jesus doll, and Joseph and Mary are there, and the kings are wearing their crowns, and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, none of them sit still through the whole service, so it's just up and down and up and down. So y'all, it's like watching a three-ring circus is what it's like watching. So I kind of enjoyed that. But anyway, and the hats are probably parishioners, that's the word, parishioners in the church. And so we did that, and it made them happy, so that's fine. And we came home, and y'all, the hat had been given a lovely crumb of ham by one of his clients, and we had that and some homemade squash. And what else did we have? We had something else with that too. Oh, scalloped potatoes. Oh dear, I see, it was good. And y'all, then on Crema Eve, every year, my brother and his wife and my two nieces, they live right next door to the hats. There's a lake in between the two of them, thank God. But anyway, I took a half gallon jug of eggnog over there. And y'all, I traditionally have a glass of eggnog every year, just to remind me that I don't really care for the eggnog. But y'all, it's not so bad. And my brother, he knows not to pour too much of the holiday nog into the flavoring, as my grandmother would call it, into the eggnog. And so that's good. And, but y'all, we did that, and then I helped them. And, you know, my nieces are in college now, but still, you know, it's always Christmas morning where they have to line up. And, you know, this is how it was with us. Even when Big Fatty was in, you know, out on his own, he'd come home for Christmas. Y'all, we'd have to line up, and it's just silliness. But of course, my brother has picked right up on it, and that's what his daughters have to do. So anyway, but we brought their presents up from downstairs, and y'all, my sister-in-law had an idea. She you've seen these puzzles in the newspaper that called the jumble, and you figure out the different letters, and then the letters spell out words, and then some of the positions of the word have a circle, and then you take those letters that are in a circle, and it forms the solution to the puzzle. Well, she decided she was going to do that, except y'all, about a week before Crema, they found some Easter eggs still hidden from Easter. I guess they still hide Easter eggs for them or something like that. I probably put cash in them or something like that. Which, y'all, you know, if Easter eggs had cash in them, Big Freddy would be all about that. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, so she decided that the holidays were all screwed up. So she made up Easter baskets with different Christmas crema candy in it and hid their stockings. And then we had Easter eggs, and each of them had a letter in it. And the letters, they had to do a jumble to find out where their stockings were. And we always go over to their house on crema morning to watch them open packages. And my sister-in-law makes the sausage balls and some homemade cinnamon rolls where you put the nuts and the cinnamon sugar and all in between crescent rolls. Then you roll it up and slice them into little pinwheels and cook them and make some homemade icing. Y'all, they're delicious. And so we have that and the good coffee, and also did that, set all those things up on crema eve. And y'all, I had two, not one, but two, I say chew, eggnogs. And y'all, I slept well crema eve. And then, of course, 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, my nieces usually don't get up until 2 or 3 p.m. in the afternoon. But on crema morning, oh, no, they've set the alarms, and they're up at 8 a.m. in the morning. And so, you know, off we go. We go over there, and then what else was I saying? And then we had our crema here at the Hat Cave, and y'all, I spent a lot of time on crema days wishing people Merry Crema that had sent me a little crema message. And you know, if I didn't get a special crema message to you individually, please know that Big Fatty knows that you need a special crema message also. And y'all, I believe the hat has returned home now, so I may have to keep it down a little bit. Oh dear Gussie. And y'all, I've gotten quite a few cellular telephonic device calls, and I hope to play them on Tamari's a little show, so we'll see how that goes. But y'all, I'll tell you tomorrow what Big Fatty got for crema and all this kind of stuff, and I'll tell you what I use my... Well, I'll go ahead and tell you right now what I use... Oh, dear Gussie. I'll tell you what I use my Kohl's cash on right now. Y'all, I was going to get me some new cookware, but it was, y'all, they were out of the kind that I was looking for, so I didn't buy it, didn't use that. But y'all, I got me a lightweight bedspread for the new bed, and some new pillows for the new bed. And y'all, I bought me a pair of jeans. Y'all, I was so excited. They must be marking things differently now, because y'all, I can just barely find pants in the big shop. That'll almost get around me. And y'all, it's close enough, y'all. And if I inhale a lot, then it shouldn't be a problem. What do you think about that, old beaver?
Oh, this is what they call foreshadowing.
Oh no, this isn't foreshadowing. This is called a weight reduction.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.